After facing elimination in the first round of the baseball playoffs, the defending champion New York Yankees are on a roll. In Seattle last night, the Yanks beat the Mariners 3-2 to take a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series. The next game is tomorrow afternoon in New York, where the Mariners hope to keep this highly anticipated matchup from becoming a rout, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
So far, this series has not been what was advertised, a titanic contest between baseball's two best teams, the Yankees, winners of three straight World Series titles, versus the Mariners, who tied the Major League record with a gaudy 116 regular season victories. The Yankees have done their part. Seattle has not, losing the first two games at home and facing the next three in New York. But Mariners manager Lou Piniella had a feisty message last night for all those reporters preparing stories about how the Yankees undoubtedly will wrap up the series this weekend at Yankee Stadium.
We're going to be back here to play Game 6. Okay? I told people outside the same thing. We're going to be back here to play Game 6. Now you can ask any questions you want.
Okay, how will the Mariners win at least two of three games in New York and bring the series back to Seattle? So far, they haven't answered that question on their own field. In Game 1, the Mariners barely hit the ball. In the second game, they got more hits, but not when they most needed them. As a result, this was the sound of Game 2. All night long, the cheering would end abruptly as the Mariners failed to take advantage of scoring opportunities. Afterwards, they talked vaguely about the need to execute, to play Mariners baseball. But perhaps what they really need to do is play Yankees baseball, which has been nearly flawless with strong pitching and a new hero every day. Last night, third baseman Scott Brosius became the latest struggling Yankee to break out of a slump at the perfect moment.
A little bit of whew, finally, you know, there's definitely some of that going through my head.
After getting one hit in 20 at-bats during the playoffs, Brosius smacked a second-inning double that drove in two runs. Then he scored what turned out to be the winning run.
It was kind of nice to be on base and feel like he did something offensively to contribute.
Seattle has a clubhouse full of players itching to show that they too can generate some timely offense. They've got until Saturday's Game 3 to figure out how, whether it's better concentration, luck, or what they like to call in Seattle Mariners mojo or magic. They're going to need it all. And a defiantly confident Lou Piniella says once his team gets it, watch out.
So it can happen. You can start swinging the bat and get on a roll. It only takes one game.
And what better place to start, says Piniella, than Yankee Stadium, where the Mariners won 5 of 6 games during the regular season. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Seattle.